Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Super Bowl Sunday on Bad Signal Podcast. You thought we were going to leave you without some picks, some props, some overs, some totals. I've got my sports card extraordinaire, Chris Brockman from the Rich Eisen Show. Are you excited? Do you keep a notebook of props and totals? Because I feel like at the beginning of this week, I wrote down a bunch of stuff and I just can't find it right now.
No, I have no idea. It just depends how I'm feeling that day. Like all week, I was like, man, I really want to pick the Bengals. I really want to just hammer the Bengals. And I'm like, nope, I'm going everything Rams.
Interesting.
Like totally flip-flopped.
Why is that? So it's funny because some of the times that I've listened throughout the week, you listen to 1,020,000 different shows. I'm sure that you can talk about some of the guests. I know you had Emmett Smith on your show this week. A lot of exciting people swaying their opinions left and right. It's always very exciting to hear different sides of things. But I feel like once my mind is made up, as soon as I hear someone come on the show, like the great Nick Costas, Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet, they had Will Brinson on and he was just like so pro Rams. I almost got mad. I'm like, turn your ears off because I only want to hear people talking about the Bengals.
Yeah. So I think, like I said, it was like 4.5 when the week started, or it was 3.5 and it jumped to 4.5. And the total has kind of basically stayed the same. And I was like, great. I'm going to do a massive tease with the Bengals and the over and then just not think about it and then just take the over of everything because that's the most fun. Yeah. And then we had multiple guests come in studio, Cameron Jordan, Kurt Warner, Chris Berman, a bunch of other people. And they were just like, I think the Rams are going to blow them out. And I was like, what? The Rams, like blowout? Like not even close?
No.
And so it just made me think like they're the better team. They're at home. Their at-home routine has stayed exactly the same for two straight weeks now. They didn't do any special guest speaker. They got to sleep in their own beds, same hotels. All of it was exactly the same. And they built their team to be in this moment. So they expected to be here. Every step of the way, Cincinnati has overachieved. They weren't really supposed to make the playoffs. They make the playoffs. They definitely weren't supposed to beat the Titans, the one seed. They came back and beat the Titans. You know, we've heard for 2 weeks now. They got sacked 9 times in the game. It was like 50 Cent. You know, I got shot 9 times. It was like, I got sacked 9 times. And now the massive comeback against the Chiefs. So every step of the way, they've overachieved. And I just feel like Cinderella, it's going to strike midnight for them. Even though I love Joe Burrow and I love Ja'Marr Chase, I love Zach Taylor, I love their whole team. They're so fun, their vibe. I just think it's the Rams' time.
See, I'm on the complete opposite side of things. First of all, what you realize is that although the Rams are in their home stadium, they are the visitors' team.
Right, right.
So the AFC has the home team that switches off after Super Bowl. Right. So technically, that psychology is going to switch a little bit when they're getting ready and they're parking in their parking spots and they're going up to, and they're in the visitors' locker room. So technically the Bengals, albeit I know that the price range for fans in Ohio, we'll see if there's a lot of people that are coming down for this game. There should be a good turnout. I don't think there's going to be any home field advantage between any other team in terms of crowd noise or, or whatever you're going to consider a home team advantage, but they're going into a visitor's locker room. You don't think that's going to mess
them
up?
I thought they got their home locker room. I thought everything stayed the same.
Nope. They are the visitors. Okay. They're going into the visitor's locker room. So
I honestly don't think that's big of a deal. And also I think because the Rams made it, it's such a bigger ticket for people who live in LA. So while it's the Super Bowl, now it's like you're going to see, I guarantee you, LeBron James is going to be at the game with all the Lakers and all of his crew. Leonardo DiCaprio, you're going to see big, big stars at the game. Whereas maybe if it was Kansas City and San Francisco, you may not have seen that. But because the Rams made it and it's a short drive from wherever people live in town, granted, traffic's probably going to be a nightmare. I'm not going to the game, thank God. But I just think it's like, it's a bigger Hollywood vibe because the Rams made it and because they have all these big stars, Jalen Ramsey, Odell, that a lot of these, you know, celebrities are friends with. I think that's going to make a huge difference.
I think I'm focusing more on the football on the field. And although the Rams have gone in completely, there's a lot of rumors that Sean McVay possibly, which I just find to be absolutely ridiculous.
Those came out of nowhere.
This could possibly be his last game coaching. I mean, this guy is 37 years old. They're talking about him starting a family. Like, listen, as the great Bill Parcells once told the Patriots locker room, there's a time and a place to have babies, and that's in the offseason. Like, right. Scott Zolak went on record by saying he induced his first child in the beginning of December, and Parcells was pissed. He was like, you're supposed to be doing that in the offseason. So. Yeah. I don't think that having a family has any intervention on what he's doing. But listen, yeah, the Rams are going all in. This is their swan song. Yeah. That's why they traded for Von Miller. Von Miller did not want to leave the Denver Broncos. He has Super Bowl experience. Sean McVay has Super Bowl experience. That's what I'll say is the only Rams advantage. Matthew Stafford still has that clutch in his head and that knowing that, you know, he can make a mistake any time, anywhere. I think that Joe Burrow and his confidence, I think the backing on the defense, although the Rams might get a slight advantage in the first half, I think that, you know, the Bengals are a better second half team. Mm-hmm. I think that through the air, Joe Burrow is the quarterback that can make plays on the fly. He can do crazy things. And I mean, that's the Patrick Mahomes X factor here is the fact that Joe Burrow has the capability. They've got a rookie kicker that is just kicking out of his mind. Mm-hmm. And some people have him for Super Bowl MVP.
MVP, I know. I've seen the number on him anywhere from like 50 to 100 to 1. Yeah. I guess you could figure it out if maybe it's a low-scoring game and he kicks 4 field goals, including the game winner with an overtime or something, and then maybe he could be MVP. But you hit on a lot of things that are popular props, like Evan McPherson, over 7.5 points. I love that one. The Matthew Stafford to throw an interception. That's a really popular prop. I saw his fumble is plus money for Stafford to fumble. That's an interesting one too. But I think if the Bengals are going to win the game, you got to think they're probably not going to be able to run it much. So Joe Mixon,
I don't think either team is going to be able to run it much.
I don't think they really want it to run either. Right. They don't really want to do it. Cam Akers seems like he's banged up. His under prop, I love. Joe Mixon over receiving yards, but Ja'Marr Chase is going to get locked up. So it's really up to Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins. Maybe CJ Uzama, if he's healthy enough to get out there and really make big plays and kind of help Joe Burrow out.
T. Higgins is my play to have the biggest game on the Bengals. Obviously, I think that Ja'Marr Chase, if he's shifty enough in his routes that he can break free from Jalen Ramsey, think about it. You want to talk about anytime touchdowns, although the Ja'Marr Chase anytime touchdown is a lock. It better happen in the first quarter because fourth quarter, I mean, that guy's going to be double, triple teamed at the line of scrimmage without a doubt. T. Higgins over 7.5 receiving yards prop. I love that one. T. Higgins over 68.5. I do think that in terms of when you're talking about the running game, the ground game here, I think that this could be a situation where neither team really gets off the ball on the ground, in so to speak, but really kind of those dump off passes. So look for a lot of the receiving prop overs for these running backs. Mixon over 24.5 receiving yards. There goes my dyslexia right here. Samaje Perine over 1.5 receiving yards. I think it will be really the dump offs, the inability to run the ball. And, you know, I do think that Joe Burrow could be using his feet. 2.5 rushing attempts. Yep. I'm going rushing attempts on both of them.
I love Joe Burrow yards. Is Joe Burrow's rush yards, what, 10 and a half? Is that right? Did I see that? I love that one too.
Joe Burrow, I think it's at 11 and a half.
It went up.
11 and a half. Yes. Yeah. But I definitely have over 2.5 rushing attempts. Yeah. Here's the big story of the day that I love, that Eli Apple, former New York Giant, now with Lou Anarumo's lockdown secondary, he picked him up, gave him a second chance. He's having a second chance of life in the NFL. Everyone wrote him off like he was nothing. I remember with his mom and this. I love great. When the parents. I love when the parents.
I love it. I love this. This is a good parent Super Bowl.
The big, great parent Super Bowl. Thank God the Mahomes are nowhere to be found.
Thank God.
Their way into.
Thank God.
Eli Apple wants to cover Odell Beckham today. Hit every single Odell Beckham over prop. You know that he's going to be ready. Listen, Odell Beckham is a big game player, and we talked about it in my last podcast with Mark Sessler from NFL Network. He was so great on here talking about, I should thank your dad for allowing you to leave the Cleveland Browns. Yeah. You also bailed on your team, so there's that. But Odell Beckham, resurgence season, proved in so many aspects that he is the big game receiver that we all thought that he would be. I expect him to have a massive, massive game.
Yeah, I totally agree. I love everything Odell. I love over Odell yards. I love Odell anytime touchdown. If I'm in a state that allows the in-game parlays, I'm going Rams money line, Rams over point total, Stafford over touchdowns, Odell anytime touchdown, Odell yards. Just hammer all of it.
You are going really hard.
I'm going really hard on the Rams. I'm going for broke. I really think, and you mentioned Odell being a big-time player. He is going to shine out. Cooper Kupp is going to do what Cooper Kupp does. You could make a case he should have been the MVP this year. He was offensive player of the year. He totally deserved. Cooper Kupp's over prop for yards this year is 16-4. Wow. So he's going to get his. But Odell is also going to get his. I could really see Odell finishing with like 6 for 85 and a touchdown. He's going to have a great game.
I also think that Van Jefferson, given that they're going to be locking in on Cooper Kupp and Odell Beckham, that he could have the potential to have a really big game. I also kind of a sneaky play. Sony Michel anytime touchdown. Ooh. Why do I feel like this is kind of, okay. So last year, I did very well on my props. I nailed them down. I actually drove all the way up to New Hampshire to go place those bets.
Yeah, you did.
The great people at Better Edge. By the way, betteredge.com. In California, go sign up betteredge.com/Courtney. You get $20 free to bet.
Let's go.
Super Bowl squares. You can bet in 45 states. It is my saving grace. I live in the state of Florida where it is legal to bet, but I still lock in with my guys. They are a proud sponsor of the Bat Signal podcast. So I did go up to New Hampshire last year. And I bet first touchdown, Rob Gronkowski. I won like $400 on it.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, and it was great. It was great odds. Why do I feel like the Rams are going to drive the ball all the way down to the goal line? Everyone's going to expect Cam Akers or a quick slant route to Odell. Why do I feel like they're just going to ground him? Sony Michel, first touchdown. I don't even know that. I have all this. I don't even know the props on that, but I bet you can get a really good number.
Oh, I'm sure it's a good number. And it would be just like Sean McVay, like, everyone's expecting us to come and throw. Cooper Kupp, Odell, we got everybody running, full bore. And then, Stafford just turns around and hands it off. Or, it's one of those situations, 50-yard bomb, pass interference, first and goal at the 4, Sony Michel touchdown to start the game. I love it. Let's do it.
All right, Ja'Marr Chase, like I said, over rushing yards. I feel like they could. I just think, expect the unexpected in this game. Running backs are going to be wide receivers. Wide receivers are going to be running backs. I would be really interested to see if they lined up. I mean, I know Ja'Marr Chase is not the size of Deebo Samuel, but they, that wide receiver back. Over Ja'Marr Chase, over 4.5 rushing yards. I do like that. Over 2.5 players to attempt a pass.
I was just going to say that to you. Do you think we see a situation where Odell throws a pass today?
Johnny Hecker's a good he's
oh, yeah, punter. Like a fake punt, well. Maybe. I love it.
Fake punt. I think we're gonna see the motley crew of play calling in this Super Bowl.
And if you're Cincinnati, like, why not? Like, You got here. You're not supposed to be here. Just every trick. Let's go out of the bag. Let's run it.
Yeah. This is into what are your thoughts on the sack prop over 5.5 sacks
total in the game?
Yeah. I think I'm gonna go under.
I was just gonna say.
I think I'm gonna go under.
I saw a good prop that was Hendrickson, Donald, and Von Miller to all have a sack was plus 475. That's kind of fun if you just think the superstars are going to make plays. But I weirdly think Cincinnati might not – Joe Burrow may not take a lot of sacks. Like
I don't think I think that's clearly the biggest concern with the Cincinnati team. It has all – you know, they're not – this is not going to be another example of 9 sacks like in that.
No. Like they weren't that you'd think they'd learn their lesson. So I would expect a lot of quick game out of them. Like 1-2, 1-2, get the ball out, you know, to try to kind of minimize the Rams' big edge in the game is that defensive line. So let's get the ball out of Joe Burrow's hands really quickly. A lot of screens. Yeah. Like you mentioned earlier, the running back receiving yard prop. Like I love that one too for Cincinnati. Both Samaje Perine and Joe Mixon because of that. You know, Joe's going to want to get the ball out. He's not going to want to take hits. He doesn't want to run around like the second half of the Titans game and the Chiefs game. You know, he doesn't want to do that.
Yeah. That's so. That being said, I do also have a prop for first play call of the game is going to be a pass.
Pass, okay.
Yep, pass is first play call of the game.
What about the super dumb ones? Just like the anthem time
exotic, and the exotic and props. The coin toss. I mean, listen, I did a whole show on exotic props last year.
They're great.
I think I'm going to go orange on the Gatorade.
Okay.
Tails for the coin toss.
Tails,
Under on the national anthem.
What is the number at? Because I saw it earlier in the week at like 95.5 seconds. And then I started looking up Mickey Guyton anthems on YouTube.
You're one of those.
And I was like, okay, she's coming in around 1:30, 1:40. And I was like, okay, maybe I'll go the over because you get caught up in the moment of the Super Bowl and you like you stretch the braille, you know, a little further.
Does she have the vocal capacity though to hit that?
Great question. Unclear. Yep. Unclear. Yep. I'm a heads guy when it goes heads or tails. I always call heads.
You're going to hedge the coin toss?
I'm going to hedge the coin toss.
You're not.
And then I saw something that blue Gatorade has won 2 of the last 3 years.
It was last year. I knew that.
Okay. So I'm going to go blue for the Rams because I think they're going to win.
I think it's going to be one.
So stupid
on either side.
So stupid. Just dumb props. Did you see one that was over under of fighter jets in the flyover? Did you see that?
No, I did not.
So they put it at 5. So you can
it's usually 1, 2.
It's usually 5. It's usually is one, it?
Or
two,
there's
two.
Usually one. There's, it could be 6 though. Why am I seeing like 1, 2, 3,
I don't know.
And then 4 and then an extra one.
I mean, it could just be 3. I mean, I don't know.
I know they're definitely going to do more.
The thing is like, how do they fly over SoFi? Because there's like a cover on the stadium. Like, I'm not really sure how that works.
I'm sure that they will have 1,000,000 cameras outside. Here's another thing about the national anthem. What if there's like pyrotechnics that go off and we're like distracted by some scene on the field that makes it sparkle a little extra. So we're getting surprised on
maybe on
a lot of that.
I'm for all of it. I like the dumb ones of like, who are they going to show first, McVay or Taylor, Burrow or Stafford?
Well, where do you bet this on DraftKings?
Bovada.
Bovada is illegal. Let's not talk about that.
Some of these offshore gaming ones are, they have like 1,000 different props.
Yeah. Well, good luck putting your money in and trying to get your money out.
Well, I mean, I'm not specifically betting it, but I know that people are. Let's just put that way.
Yeah. Well, oh my God. What are your thoughts on Super Bowl MVP that's not the quarterback? Listen, if this game is going to be, I had also another play that Rob Gronkowski was going to be.
Good one.
Last year. I mean, through the first half, I was sitting there like, oh my God, this could possibly happen. But faded into the night after 2 touchdowns. It was, you know, it was all Tom Brady in that one. Yep. But I mean, I just think the chances in a very close game, it's going to come down to the quarterbacks. I don't like throwing a big money prop on anyone that's not a quarterback. I mean, I understand the Von Miller take. I understand. Yeah. I mean, what if Von Miller has four sacks? Then sure.
Right. Oh, like a touchdown or someone. Jalen Ramsey has a pick six that wins the game. It seems like you said betting a non-quarterback to win MVP in the Super Bowl is kind of throwing your money away. But if you're gonna do it, and you think that team's gonna win the game, then bet the superstar. Bet Ja'Marr Chase. Mm-hmm. Bet Cooper Kupp. Odell, I think, is 25-1. Like, that seems really fun. If you, I think Drake did that. Did you see how much money Drake put down on the Super Bowl?
Yeah, $1.5 million.
Jeez,
I'm gonna lose all of my money. I'm so happy that he bet the Rams.
Oh, I know. When I saw that he was all in on the Rams,
got nervous.
That made me want to flip flop back to the Bengals. I was like, the Drake curse. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I think if you want to take a long shot, Cooper Kupp would be my pick. Cooper Kupp.
Long shot. I'm staying safe. I'm saying Joe Burrow. I think this is Joe Burrow's.
And Evan McPherson, like we talked about earlier, that could be really fun. If he has four field goals, including the game winner, that 50-1 could cash. Come on, why not?
No, because I know this.
MVPs too.
Because I know this. Because of how many times was Adam Vinatieri the MVP of the Super Bowl kicking field goals? They won two Super Bowls. I mean, in non-consecutive years, but 01, 03, they were all on the heels of Adam Vinatieri. And Tom Brady won Super Bowl MVP. Oh, I mean, Deion Branch did in 1 year.
Yeah, Deion Branch.
2003, he won to Deion Branch, but Brady won in 01 and 04. Yeah. Also, Malcolm Butler, game-saving interception. They still gave the MVP to Tom Brady.
You're right. It would take something crazy. Von Miller was MVP of that terrible Broncos Panthers Super Bowl. But
do you know his number? Do you remember his numbers from that game?
I don't. Did he have multiple sacks? He must have had multiple sacks in the game, I would guess.
What does the NFL love more? Scoring or defense?
Exactly. We love scoring, we love quarterbacks. So I mean, look. Yeah, you're right. It's going to be a quarterback. Is it going to be Stafford or Joe Burrow, depending upon who wins the game?
Yeah. Well, we all know your predictions for this game. You got the Rams. I'm taking the Bengals. Listen, I took Bengals +4 hard. That's where the majority of my money. I laid 3 units on the Bengals +4. Yep. I'm sprinkling Bengals money line. I might put a little bit more on there in terms of props. Totals, we got the sides out of the way. Yep. I'm going on the under. I'm a lot of people are thinking over 70% of the handle is on the over right now. Yep. I'm taking 48.5 on the under. I think that this will be a competitive game. It will be a lower scoring game. I think especially in the third quarter, I think that the Bengals could potentially have the biggest. I'm taking Bengals third quarter money line. Another one of my bets. Both T. Higgins props. T. Higgins over 7.5 receiving yards, over 68.5 receiving yards. Also taking Van Jefferson. His prop is super low. It's in the
super 30. Low. Yeah, and you got to expect they're going to at least try to go deep with him once, twice, three times maybe. He connects on one of those and that prop hits.
Yep. Sony Michel anytime touchdown. I'm going to sprinkle like $10 on Sony Michel first touchdown. I don't know. For some reason in my mind, this is the way that I think it's going to go. Over 3.5 field goals. Yep. I do like that bet. That's +120. Will the Bengals miss a field goal? +250.
Ooh. McPherson is 14-for-14 in the playoffs.
Yeah, but you know what though? I think he could possibly miss. I think he could miss a field goal.
Okay.
And then you know about my rushing props, Mixon over 24.5 receiving yards. Burrow over 2.5 rushing attempts and over 274. Passing attempts.
Yeah, I think we're lockstep on most of the props. I really like all of those. You said,
obviously, I'm going very heavy on the Bengals.
And you're going heavy Bengals, and I'm going heavy Rams. I love Cooper Kupp. Like I said, 16-4 to the over on receiving yards this year. I like Odell to have a big game, and I like anytime touchdown for both of those guys. Matt Stafford over 1.5 touchdowns as well.
What do you cook for Super Bowl Sunday?
All right, here's the plan. We were having some people over, but we had a couple cancellations. But we're still going to go full menu. I'm doing wings on the Traeger. We're doing smash burgers. And I think we're doing a little buffalo chicken dip.
So my sister-in-law, when I was back in Boston, I think this was the lucky 28-3 Super Bowl.
Mm.
She made these homemade pretzels with like a German cheese curd dip.
Whoa.
Yeah. That is my wish to have on Super Bowl. It will not be on my platter for things, but I am heading up to my friends. I made a couple of desserts that are going to blow everyone's socks off, just as the Bengals are getting ready for that big third quarter comeback. It's terrorizing you again.
Yeah, well, he's out of chips and he wants some chips. Say hi, bud. Cage, say hi.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I have a face.
Cage Brockman. Wait, Cage.
I want more chips. I want more chips. This we gotta go get more chips. This is what we do now. This is my life.
All right.
Courtney, thank you so much for having me. Good luck, everyone.
Happy Super Bowl Sunday, everyone. Sign up for Better Edge if you need some free cash to bet on the Super Bowl. And we got Super Bowl squares as well.
Let's go.
Be there on that app. Go. I'll check you guys out a little later.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.